Everybody knows. Everybody fucking knows. Yes, it happened. I got smacked like a year ago. Fucking last week, I got smacked at the fucking Oscars by this motherfucker. And people like, did it hurt? It still hurts. I got summertime ringing in my ears. Fucking drums, please. But I'm not a victim, baby. You will never see me on Oprah or Gail crying. You will never see it. Never gonna happen.
I couldn't believe it, and I love Men in Black.
No. It's never gonna happen. No. Fuck that shit. I took that hit like Pacquiao, motherfucker. I took it like motherfucking Pacquiao, okay? Shit, man. Did it hurt? Yeah, motherfucking hurt. And people are like, well, you guys are fighting all the time. We're not fighting. First of all, I know you can't tell on camera. Will Smith is significantly bigger than me. We are not the same size, okay? We are not. This guy, Will Smith does movies with his shirt off. You've never seen me do a movie with my shirt off. If I'm in a movie getting open heart surgery, I got on a sweater. Played Muhammad Ali in a movie. You think I auditioned for that part? He played Muhammad Ali. I played Pookie in New Jack City. Pookie, motherfucker. I played a piece of corn in Pootie Tang. Shit, even in animation, this motherfucker's bigger. I'm a zebra, he's a shark. What the fuck, man? But, Will Smith practices selective outrage. Practices selective outrage. Because everybody knows what the fuck happened. Everybody that really knows I had nothing to do with that shit. I didn't have any entanglements. Did not have any entanglement. And for people that don't know, what everybody know, Wilson and his wife was fucking her son's friend, okay? Now, I normally would not talk about this shit, but for some reason, these niggas put that shit on the internet. I have no idea why two talented people would do something that fucking low down. What the fuck? That we all been cheated on. Everybody in here been cheated on. None of us have ever been interviewed by the person that cheated on us on television. None of us. It's like, hey, I was sucking somebody else's dick. How did that make you feel? Why the fuck would you do that shit? She hurt him way more than he hurt me, okay? Okay? And by the way, he does that shit. Everybody in the world called him a bitch. I tried to call the motherfucker and give him my condolences. He ain't pick up for me. Everybody called that man a bitch. Fucking Charlemagne called him a bitch, and the Breakfast Club called him a bitch, and the View and the Talk and every rapper and fucking the Drink Champs called him a fucking bitch. Everybody called him a bitch. They called his wife a predator. Everybody called him a bitch. Everybody. And who's he hit? Me. A nigga he know he could beat. That is some bitch ass shit. That's what the fuck happened, okay? The fuck out of here, man. The fuck? What the fuck? I do nothing to this motherfucker, okay? his whatever. Years ago, his wife said, I should quit the Oscars. I shouldn't host because her man didn't get nominated for Emancipation. The biggest piece of shit ever. Okay? And then so the nigga gives me a fucking concussion. No, not Emancipation. I fucked up the joke. Concussion. She fucking said he should quit because Will didn't get nominated for Concussion. What the fuck? What the fuck? So then I do some jokes about her. Who gives a fuck? That's how it is. She starts it, I finish it, okay? That's what the fuck happened. Nobody's picking on this bitch. She started this shit. Nobody was picking on her. Nobody was picking on her. She said, me, a fucking grown-ass man, should quit his job because her husband didn't get nominated for Concussion.
Welcome to the Nurse Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Ginnis, alongside Brandon Valentine.
Hello, hello.
Have you seen that yet?
No, I have not. That's actually the first I've seen of it.
So, I know it was a little longer than what we normally start off with, but mm-hmm. I think you got to get the whole gist of it. Love that clip. I'll be honest with you, the special itself, didn't do a whole lot for me.
It's kind of what I've heard.
And I love Chris Rock. The final, there's actually about 4 more minutes of the Will Smith shit that he ends with.
Yeah.
That whole piece was fantastic. But you almost felt like the first 50 minutes was him going, I just got to get through this so I can get to the shit everybody wants to hear.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was 100% on him. I mean, I think the reason the special is so popular for the moment is strictly the Will Smith shit.
Yeah.
Because he didn't come out and do a whole lot of public talking about it.
No, he didn't, which is one of those things that I think that, like, you know, honestly, he was smart about. It built up the hype. If he'd come out right afterwards and been like, motherfucker, I think a lot of people have been like, okay, cool, it's done and over with. But the fact that he didn't.
Yeah, well, he's going to draw a crowd regardless.
Well, yeah.
But, I mean, you could tell that's a year buildup.
Yes.
Now,
it gave him time to think about it, gave him time to write, gave him time to make it funny rather than just him reacting to it.
Yeah. And the jokes in that little 6-minute clip we played are fucking phenomenal. You know, summertime in my head and, you know, all that type. Like, he's got some funny shit to it. I do want to call out two things. One, the bald-faced fucking lie that he said he never does a movie with his shirt off. He's naked. He lands in Dogma naked.
Yeah.
He is without a shirt that entire movie, and the clothes he has is a trench coat. That's
true.
Open and no shirt.
Yeah.
He does not have a shirt in CB4 quite a bit. Like when he's recording the music videos as MC Gusto, he's shirtless with his boxers 5 inches above his pant waistline. Like,
yeah,
you know, what else, what other movie? Grown Ups. Like when they're doing the cliff jumping, I guess it's Grown Ups too. No shirt.
Yeah.
Motherfucker doesn't have a shirt on in any of his movies at some point.
True. But I mean, it's one of those things. I mean, you know how it is. You always, for a fact, you make a little, you know, up it a little bit.
I get it, but, you know, come on. I'm trying to remember. It's been a long time since I've seen New Jack City. But,
yeah.
I would imagine him playing Pookie the Crackhead. He probably didn't have a shirt on in that movie either.
Probably not.
I also like the fact, so when you watch this special, you will not see it, but what I played is the original, and since it aired the first weekend or whatever, they've gone in and fixed the edit. But I love the fact that he fucks up the joke on stage.
Yep.
And fixes it.
Yeah. I mean, which is, it's one of those things, and I think that's what I I it gets tough because I've had conversations with people. They talk about like some of the stuff that happens with those specials and how like everything's perfect and like look at how they, I'm like those are fucking edited.
Yeah,
you know, but it's just funny how people completely like expect every comedy show to be perfect. And it's like no, a lot of those are edited.
But even as comics, right? We may know that we know they fucked up somewhere in there.
Oh yeah.
But when you watch the finished product, and that's what we're seeing. You know, even awesome. As comics, you're like, oh, fuck, look at the standard that guy set. Like, I gotta do that. I love the fact that he made the mistake and went, God, I fucked that joke up. Hold on. And went back. He does finish. So he does where it cut off at. It goes into he talks about emancipation, which I think it was a Apple TV thing that Will Smith did. Maybe a Netflix. Yeah. I don't remember. But he talks about it. He's like, God damn it, they had me rooting for Massa in that movie. He's like, when he whipped Will Smith, I was like, whip him again.
Wow.
Yeah, that bit killed. But when you watch it, seriously, the first 45 minutes or whatever, you just kind of feel like he'll even slip a little bit and start a reference. And then kind of pull back because he knows his whole end's going to be about it. Where it's, yeah. I mean, it's just okay. It's not, as an overall special, it's definitely not Chris's best work.
Yeah, but it's kind of one of those things, I think it gets tough sometimes, you know, with some of that, I think. You know, where it's one of those things, not every special is going to be your best work, especially when you're putting those out there. And I think it's a lot of things we talked about before where, I mean, I know you do it different than a lot of comics, but a lot of comics, you know, they write a set and that's their set for, you know, a certain amount of time. Like even me, I've rewritten a lot of my stuff and wrote a bunch of new stuff, but I still have stuff that I throw in there that's I've been doing for years.
Well, I always have the for sure go-tos.
Yeah.
You know, there's no doubt about that, but, I try to throw something new in all the time. My goal for May is to not repeat one thing. Now, I can't promise that's what's going to happen because you get to that moment where you feel like you're eating shit and you're like, well, I know this one always works.
Yeah.
You know, but I did run some of it with Tosh 4 or 5 nights ago. And she was pretty pleased with it. So, and as we know, she's not a bullshitter.
She's not. That's kind of as, you know, hoping that you guys would show up with one of mine. She could have seen mine, but you know.
We don't go out. I already had to cancel practice that night because I don't have an assistant coach.
You still have kids and have to worry deal with that crap.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't go out on a weeknight ever.
Yeah.
And I don't know if she's even going to make it that Thursday because Toby has practice. So.
Damn kids. Let's do what I did. Get rid of them.
Well, when it becomes legal, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I say I did wait till he was 20 to do that, but.
It was funny. So, you know, obviously, because you were here, but we celebrated Tasha's birthday over the weekend.
Yeah, we did.
Last Thursday was her actual birthday. One of the numerous reasons in life why we've been off the air for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
But I bought her pink tickets for her birthday.
I know.
And I actually just had them on my phone and I showed her and she's like, "What's that?" And she's like, "Oh my God, we're going to pink." I'm like, yeah. And Rhea's like, "Would you get tickets for all of us?" Tasha's like, "No, me and she goes, she got me two." And Rhea's like, "Oh, well, you can pick your favorite kid to go with you." And she's pointing to herself. And we had Samantha on Zoom. And so she's like, "Yeah, pick your favorite kid to go with you." And I was like, "So, Sam, you want to fly up and go to Pink with your mom in October?" And Rhea's like, "What? Huh?" I go, "I told you, motherfuckers. The day she moved out, she jumped in the lead, his favorite kid."
Yeah, she's gone.
I'm like, that's one less mouth to feed, one less, you know, car insurance to pay or anything. Yeah.
Yeah. It's all her problem.
Yep. So Ray wasn't,
that's awesome.
Ray wasn't too pleased. Nonetheless.
I think it's funny.
So, we did have a party. It was pretty funny watching Tosh eat chip.
Oh, when she went over?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
that was awesome.
Did you see Vi get tackled?
Yeah, by Travis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'd like to just point out and share with everybody, I stayed upright on both feet.
He did. He did.
The whole night.
Stayed upright, didn't puke, nothing.
Which is a... I don't puke hardly ever. Tequila is the only
tequila.
Time. Yeah. And I've gotten smart in my old age and just know what to drink nowadays.
Yeah.
I don't need to impress anybody or feel like... You know, I don't. Somebody called me a bitch for not taking a shot of tequila. Doesn't bother my feelings anymore.
Don't care.
Yeah, I'm too old for that shit.
Yeah,
I know what happens with tequila. No, thank you. I'd like to keep my insides where they belong, inside.
Nah.
So, did we ever find out what happened to Special K?
Oh, you haven't talked to him?
He has not responded to me yet.
Oh, that little fucker. He did to me. He did respond. He said that he set his alarm clock, took a nap, like, because, of course, he was going to be out past 6. So he took a nap and set his alarm for 7, but never changed it to p.m.
Oh.
So he woke up at, like, 3 in the morning, like, panicking. I'm like, you probably still could have fucking showed up.
No.
No, we were done by then. I think I was home by 3. But
we were... So Tosh cleaned up that night. Like, after everybody left, I walked in, I sat on the couch. Just kind of sat there vegging on the phone for a little bit. And all of a sudden, Tosh came in. I thought she was outside smoking. I lost all track of time. She was out there for like 45 minutes. And she came in. She's like, yep, everything's cleaned up. Walked out, and all the recycle was bagged up. And
oh, wow.
All the spills were washed up. And I was like, oh, sweet. I'm going to bed.
Nice.
And so, yeah, it worked out nice. But.
That is awesome.
It
was a blast.
It was a fun little get together. I'm ready to admit. I don't think more than once a year is going to be about enough on that.
Yeah, I think it was one of those things, and I don't think any of us planned on, like, drinking like we did and playing cups, and because we ran out of booze. I mean, all of a sudden, it was kind of like it was one of those things. We're sitting there, and everyone's like, I don't have any beer left. And we're like, what?
Yeah, a beer and a half is what I had left.
Yeah, so.
Out of 3 12
I don't think
packs.
We've ever come close to even running out of booze. But I think it's one of those things. All of us were like, oh, it's just a couple. Like, I only grabbed 2 6-packs for me and Amber.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it wasn't like, you know. But, I mean, usually when we would show up, we had like 2 12-packs or more, you know, and, you know, everyone else brought a lot. And I think it's just that as we're getting older, none of us expected to be, yeah.
I knew Cups was coming.
Oh, yeah, because
Tosh
loves Cups.
It, yeah, I knew Cups was coming, but, yeah, it, like, I don't know what's wrong. We're just everybody hanging out, chilling, drinking.
It gets so much fun when we have cups, and you get the competition and everyone having a blast. What was funny, too, is actually because Amber didn't want to stay long. Amber wanted to, like, show up, make an appearance, whatever, and just kind of be there for a little bit and then go home because, well, she's old like Kevin and doesn't like to stay up past 7. So it was so funny because I didn't say anything, but I kind of, you know, hinted to Tosh that we weren't going to be there long. And it was just so funny. She's like, oh, fuck no. And, like, go straight over to Amber and, like, nope. What do you mean you want to leave? Yeah, it was hilarious.
Oh, God. Yeah, no, it was a good time. It really was.
It was. I had a blast.
So, Kevin missed it. Ron missed it.
Yeah. That's good. We didn't want those fuckers there anyway.
Yeah, Ron goes, he told me today, he was like, to be honest, I forgot about it till I stopped by the house. He called me Thursday morning, and he was in Covington. Ed said he was going to Black Diamond. I was like, just jokingly, I was like, oh, you can swing by the house and give Tosh 46 birthday spankings. And so he popped in the house to wish her happy birthday. And she's like, all right, I'll see you Saturday. And he was like, Saturday. And she reminded him. And then he said he got doing yard work or some bullshit, lost track of time.
Excuses, excuses.
Yeah, that's how I felt too.
Well, because I ended up, because I mean, I told you I stopped and did a comedy show right beforehand because it was one of those I told them I would, and then I found out about the party, and I'm like, well, I'm not going to cancel the party. But I was like, it started at 7. I'm like, can I go up first?
Yeah.
So I went up first and like still was there like right at 8 o'clock. So it worked out. But
nice.
Because it was in Auburn. I'm like, Amber's like, how are we going to do it? I'm like, it's in Auburn. It's on the fucking way.
Yeah. Where was it in Auburn?
It's called Craft Beer. It's, you know where the LA Fitness is right there at Auburn Way and like 15th?
Yep.
It's like the parking lot across Auburn Way. I was trying to think. It's right in the corner of the parking lot. It's called Craft Beer, but it's there's no A. It's just C-A-R-F-T beer.
Oh.
So, but it was a fun little open mic. It's a new one. So, because one of the other ones in Auburn got shut down. So, it's
yeah,
a new little
A
open
Street
mic.
Pub or whatever.
Yeah, that one got shut down. Because the pub got shut down, I think.
Yeah. I drove by it today, actually, and saw that the whole thing was closed.
Yeah, it was something because I was part of the group that, you know, kind of worked with the group that did the show there. And it was just all of a sudden one day, like the owner basically of the place told because they were renting it to have the pub was renting the place. They didn't own it. And the owner, something happened with the owner and they couldn't come to an agreement and just said, fine, we're done. And the owner said, pretty much get out. And I mean, they had like 3 days notice.
Shit.
Like, shut it down. You're done. Because it was like a Wednesday, and there was supposed to be a show Saturday, and it's like, oh yeah, no, place is shut down now.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, I get to put you on blast because we were going to talk about history of the world.
Yeah, and I have not watched it yet.
And we gave you 2 weeks off to get caught up.
Yeah. I'm horrible. It's one of those ones, like I was telling you before we started, it's not, there's no real reason. I forgot it had even started, and then two, just, I don't know, the last couple of weeks have been insane with work and everything else, and I have excuses after excuses, but I just haven't done it.
Yeah, that, I'll be honest, that was actually one of my favorite parts of Saturday night, was your wife going, yeah, I'm not really a Mel Brooks fan. I'm like, what? She goes, I like Blazing Saddles and Spaceballs. And I was like, what about Robin Hood Men in Tights? She's like, well, and that one. What about Young Frankenstein? Well, yeah, I like that one too.
Yeah.
You know, and then.
So, like you pointed out, it really comes down to she doesn't like one movie.
Life Stinks?
Yeah.
Which is a good movie. It's just not what you're accustomed to seeing from Mel Brooks.
But see, this is what like hurts my ego a little bit on that, why she hates that movie. I'm like, I don't understand why you hate that movie. You didn't see a whole lot of it when we saw it in theaters. Because we saw it at the Roxy and we were on the couch. So she didn't see a whole lot of the damn movie. So I'm like, wait a minute. So I'm not understanding why that movie, you have such hatred for that movie. Because apparently what I was doing on that couch wasn't good.
Well, so, yeah. That life stunk.
Yeah, it stunk being in the couch with me, apparently.
Oh, yeah, I it's so funny. People, I don't really like Mel Brooks. Like I said, when you pick Life Stinks and that's the one you don't like, like, I get it. When you look at what most people know Mel Brooks for, it's all spoof type stuff.
Yeah.
Right? You have Robin Hood, which is a spoof on Robin Hood, obviously. Spaceballs is a spoof on Star Wars. Blazing Saddles, kind of the spoof on that old Western genre in the 70s.
Yes.
The Bonanzas and blah, 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 blah. You know, even History of the World, those are all sketches.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And they're all sketches, and every one of them is a spoof on something.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And so, and then you get Life Stinks, which is an actual, like, movie.
Yeah.
You know, and honestly, if I had to pick what my least favorite of his, it's probably High Anxiety. Not necessarily a bad movie, just my least favorite by far.
Well, yeah, and I mean, there's all those. I mean, where we have, you know, even like, you know, Kevin Smith. I love his movies now, but there's a couple of them I'm like, I can take them or leave them. Like Chasing Amy is not one of my favorites.
I love Chasing Amy, but Jersey Girl can eat shit and die.
Yeah, that wasn't a great one. I mean, and that's what's the weird one, Walrus one or whatever.
Tusk.
Tusk. That was weird. I mean, it's one of those ones. It's like I don't hate it, but when you're we're going to a Kevin Smith movie, and you're used to his normal weird, and that you're just like,
yeah.
How much peyote did he eat before writing this?
And then yoga hosers.
Yeah.
Speaking of Kevin Smith, did you see Jason Mewes is coming to the Chalet?
I did. I want to go.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
April 24th, 26th, something like that.
That would be awesome.
I thought about it because I really, like, I'd pay the $50 for the meet and greet afterwards because I really want that autograph on my Dogma DVD.
Yeah.
Right next to Kevin Smith's.
That would be awesome.
Like, yeah. That would be my main reason. Like,
yeah, and I've always liked Muse, and I mean, it's one of those things. I kind of met him once, but not really. But
that was at SummerCon, right? Or
yeah, when all of a sudden he walked by, and I'm like, "That's Jason Muse." He's like, "No, it's not." And then all of a sudden, like, pops up like 2 seconds later from around the corner, and goes, "Yeah, it is," and runs off. I'm like, "Okay, that was fucking awesome."
Yeah,
it's like that's almost better than really meeting. Speaking of really meeting interesting people, you would be surprised who I saw at fucking Toreros yesterday.
Who?
In Renton, the landing?
Yeah, who?
It was one of those.
What? What? Hold on, you. I you lost like, you for a little bit.
You still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Are you there?
There you are. Maybe I can hear your voice, but your face looks. Oh, there you go.
My face always looks like that.
You had a stroke there on screen for a second.
Yeah, I don't know if this one's me. I haven't even got the internet warning thing popped up yet. I think it's you.
It might be, but I think it just came back. So, weird.
So, who'd you see at Toreros?
It was, well, we went there because Amber's grandma died like a month ago. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah.
But her grandmother died, and all her grandmother said, instead of doing a funeral, instead of doing everything else, she loved Toreros and Renton. So we went there for like margaritas with the family. And when Zoe was leaving, I was giving her a hug, and I looked at the table next to us, and there was a bigger, you know, kind of bigger guy with a hoodie on, totally like pretty much trying to cover. And all of a sudden I kind of look, and I got a full shot of his face. And then kind of did a double take. And the second I did a double take, you saw him kind of like push the hoodie over more, going, shit, I've been recognized. Didn't say anything really to anyone until I, except for Amber. But I said something to Amber, and I'm like, that's Bobby Wagner.
Oh.
And Amber's like, turns, and she kind of looks, and she's like, oh my God, that is Bobby Wagner. So, but we didn't say anything to anyone else because we didn't want to have that whole like bum rush, like, oh my God. But yeah. I'm like, huh, I think he has family up here. Otherwise, I'd be like, why is he here? But well, I'm guessing it's to visit family.
He also still does a lot of to be honest, I think he still lives up here.
I think he does.
But I know he does a lot of charitable work with Baldwin, and all Baldwin's charities are out of Renton.
Yeah. And it was one of those things, like, I recognized him, but then I'm like, I don't want to be that asshole. Like, he was there with his, you know, his family.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be like, oh, hey, in the middle of your dinner with your family, obviously you're wearing a hoodie to hide your face for a reason, but and I'm like, nope.
And it was reported that late last week he was in town to have discussions about coming back.
Yeah, so it's possible. So, but it was just funny. It was like all of a sudden it was like, you know, when you see that face, and at first you're like, wait a minute. And then I took a second take and I'm like, that's Bobby Wagner.
So is that why Tyler was in town?
I think so. I think it was in town for whatever. And he showed up, but it started at 4:00. He showed up at 5:45, like as we were all leaving. And really, that's like the first time we've seen him in probably 2 years.
Yeah, he's on Vegas time.
Yeah, the last couple of times he's been up here, he hasn't even like contacted us or done anything. And I'm like, have we done something to piss you off? No, I just knew. And I'm like, whatever, dude.
Yeah.
But then Amber, like, because Amber, I love my wife, but sometimes she like does stuff to like totally egg it on because Amber said something about his like real, his bio dad, basically, because he basically lives with him. He's like, well, I would say something, but Tyler immediately tell David, but who gives a fuck? I'm going to say it anyway. And then like says like something horrible about David. And I'm like, great. That's going right back to him again. So.
Oh, never fails.
Yeah.
Never
she's
fails.
She's like, I'd say it, but he'll go right to him. And then she's like, whatever. I'm going to say it anyway.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Where was I going to go with that? I just had a brain fart. It fucking Never. Happens. It fucking happens.
It does.
Oh, I was going to talk about Toreros. We used to go there like every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they moved down to the Landing, shit changed a little bit and not nearly as good.
No.
Harder to park, harder to get 12 people in.
Yeah, and it is. It's harder to park, harder to get 12 people in. And the other problem, the menu, I mean, even since the last time I was there at the Landing, it's only 3 pages now.
Okay. What, an appetizer? Half page like of seafood and pork and then the beef chicken?
Pretty much. And then like the enchilada. If you want enchiladas, that's like the build your own side. But, and I got the enchiladas because I always get the enchiladas El Crema. And it was, the crema was horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, and it used to be one of my favorite things there. And I'm like, well, this isn't very good.
Yeah, I used to do the Polo La Crema or whatever it was.
Yep, that's what Amber got. And she said the same thing. She's like, this is not even close to as good as it used to be. So they've gone downhill.
That used to be my go-to at every Mexican restaurant. And we went to fucking the one here in Four Corners, El Capriol.
Yeah.
You know, which back in the day, everybody loved, but you had four choices. So, you know.
And that wasn't just four choices of Mexican restaurants. That was four choices restaurants. Of restaurants.
Yeah, including Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
Dairy
Queen was fancy eating. Back then, that was fancy eating.
The crema sauce came out orange because they used so many fucking carrots.
Wow.
Like and I'd never had carrots in it, period, at any other restaurant. And I went, I got to start finding something else to eat because Torero's disappointed me the last time I had it. And
yeah, like, I mean, it was thick.
Yeah.
Like normally it's like, I mean, it's a little, but I mean, it was like, I don't know, like the consistency of like Miracle Whip.
Yeah. So we normally now, when we do Sunday night dinners, we do La Fuente in the Renton Highlands. And Sunday their special is the prawn enchilada with the crema sauce. And I like it there. Now, I've not gone back and tried the Polo La Crema, but...
They do, there's one up here by me, what is it, Mr. Jalapeno?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they're not bad. We've gone there a couple times. They're not bad.
I'll be honest, my favorite place to eat in Bonnie Lake, it's going to sound so bad, because there's quite a few decent restaurants out there.
Yeah.
I love Round Table.
Yes, what's amazing, we haven't gone. And I used to love Round Table, especially, do they still have the banquet, like you can just go get?
The lunch buffet?
The buffet, yeah.
Yep. Yep. And they have a pour your own beer with like 20 beers on the wall.
Oh.
Ciders, beers, blah, blah, blah.
I might have to go over there. Like I said, we just haven't because it's not our normal.
But it's like $13 even after tax and everything. $13 even for the salad, pizza, and soda buffet.
Wow.
And, you know, it used to be that you could find a Round Table on every fucking corner.
They used to be.
You know, and if it wasn't a Round Table, it was Godfather's or, you know, and they all had the buffets.
And see, and that's what I miss. I miss the buffets. I miss, you know, Godfather's, Round Table, all those places where I could just go get a buffet and just grab six different freaking types of pizza.
Yep, and not have to pay 1 cent more for the extra topping or the substitution or the... Yeah. I used to once a week, because I had 2 days in Auburn, and I purposely split them once a week so I could get the Round Table there on A Street.
Yep.
Well, then it got bought by a new franchisee. Their buffet went up to $19 a person. Yeah.
Wow.
And the 2 times I did it, there was never more than 3 kinds of pizza out. And I just went, yeah, I'm done with it. Like, this is no longer Round Table. You may have the name on it, but.
And you got to make it good. I mean, that was one thing I remember, like, when I used to work at Godfather's. That was one of the things, I mean, we pride ourselves when I worked at the one in Pullman that of having different styles. You know, it wasn't just one or two styles of pizza. We had different ones coming out of the oven constantly.
Yeah.
For the buffet.
Yeah, no, I really like the Bonnie Lake one. So I'm all for that. All for
I'm going to have to go over there. Part of the problem, too, is once we moved over here, it was in the middle of COVID. So a lot of those stores and restaurants weren't really having anything and having any food and doing stuff like that. And then we don't eat out that much anymore.
So the day they reopened, they were only shut down the first like 6 months like everyone was.
Yeah.
They even had the buffet.
Oh, wow.
Now, it was paper plate, and they had somebody on the other side putting the pizza on your plate all gloved and, you know, whatever. But, and then, of course, you couldn't use the same plate, like, but they used paper plates and somehow managed to do it. And, yeah.
Yeah, like I said, it's one of those things we don't go out eating much. But the only place we go out and eat usually around here anymore is we'll go to, like, the only reason we went to Mr. Jalapeno's or whatever it is was with Zoe and Austin. And then we'll go to the pho place occasionally.
The where?
We'll get pho. The pho time or whatever it is. It's over by, it's like in the same parking lot, I think, as Roundtable. It's just, no, it's in the parking lot, same parking lot as the movie theater.
Okay.
Yep. And we'll go get pho occasionally. They have really good pho, and they actually have really good teriyaki, but we got that by accident.
So
we did Grubhub or whatever it was, and they brought us the wrong food.
Oh.
And by the time they realized it was too late. So they're like, we're just going to credit you. And we're like, fine, we'll just eat the teriyaki you dropped off.
There you go. Speaking of teriyaki today, so there's this place. There's one in Enumclaw and one in Black Diamond. Oshio, teriyaki, and burger, and I've never done it
combo
because, well, the Village Inn is that way.
Yeah, the Village. I would say, yeah, it's weird. The only place I've ever seen that was the Village Inn,
and I've never had the teriyaki at Village Inn because to me that's always been a burger joint.
Yeah, that's just weird.
And the burgers there are
burgers
fucking phenomenal. Well,
God, I haven't been there in forever.
Sometime in the last week, I saw a bunch of people on Facebook posting about. Somebody asked the question in the community page, like, best burgers in town. And half of them said Village Inn, and the other half said this Oshio in Black Diamond. So I was working with a coworker today, and when lunchtime came, I was like, hey, she loves Red Robin burgers. And I was like, yeah. I'm hearing great things about this. Let's try this. And she, holy shit, phenomenal.
Hmm. Best, go check that one out.
Best crinkle cut fries I've had in years.
Where is it at Enumclaw? Because if it's in Enumclaw, I could swing by there on my way to freaking go on to Cole Street and just take a burger with me.
That main drag is Griffin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so go down Griffin, go just past Cole Street. Just past the, what is it, True Value, I think that's there?
Yeah.
And it's on the corner just past that.
Hmm.
That one is teriyaki burgers and sushi. And then the one in Black Diamond is called Oshio 2 Teriyaki and Burgers.
Hmm. I mean, definitely have to go do that.
So, but I've always, like, I keep seeing the weird combos, and I'm like, like.
I know, it's kind of like, find something you're good at.
Yeah. if it was teriyaki and sushi, both Asian foods, very good chance that your restaurant can make both of them very well.
Yeah.
You know, I know one's, I think teriyaki's actually Japanese too, right? Or is it Chinese?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
I've never really.
But I know sushi, or at least originated right in Japan.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, well, let's, you know, and. Like, weird, right? When you add burgers to the mix or something fucking weird.
Well, most things I've read, too, also say most of those are kind of, like, from those countries, but then they're Americanized, so.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really just different types of American food with saying they're from other places.
Yeah, infused with Asian seasoning, basically.
Yeah, Asian flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's why one of the reasons, like, if I eat any international cuisine,
mm-hmm.
I judge it the second I walk in by who's eating there.
Yeah.
If it's a bunch of white people sitting in a Mexican restaurant eating, it's fucking Taco Bell.
Yeah.
You know, But if you walk in and nobody's speaking English and you're the only gringo for a mile around, you're going to get some good shit.
Usually. And that's, there's a couple of good ones. I mean, if you go, like, you're in Pacific all the time. I don't know if you've ever been over to, it's like across the street from Coco Joe's.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that place. When I used to work down there, I was over there all the time. I mean, El Tajin, I think is what it was. And, oh, they had some great stuff. They got a freaking food truck, too. But
oh. See, normally when I'm in that area, I go to Jack's Barbecue.
Yeah, Jack's is good. But, yeah, if you ever get a chance to go to El Tajin, I mean, they've got, I mean, it's real, like, usually when I go in there, I'm the only white dude walking it.
Jack's? Oh, wait. It's right across the street from that park and the convenience store.
Yeah.
I have been there. I've had cow tongue tacos there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is legit. And
oh, it's legit.
Now that you say I remember the food truck pulling out to go park wherever it was going to go sell tacos. And to be honest, that's the best Mexican around is any type of taco truck.
Yes.
For the most part, I mean, most of those people are immigrants straight from Mexico. And most of them haven't been here all that long to have their taste buds Americanized yet.
Yeah.
So they're making you legit. The taco truck down by the old Red Apple Market is fucking phenomenal.
I haven't been to that one. There's a really good one up here by us. That's really good. But what I've been trying to find, and I found it down in Portland, and I've seen it on a couple places, but I haven't stopped, is quesabirras, which I don't know if you haven't had a quesabirra yet. The fat man in me fucking like screamed for joy. I'm pretty sure I owed when I ate that thing.
Yeah. I need to learn how to read Chinese and Japanese. Because when you go to a good Chinese restaurant where everybody in there is Chinese,
yeah,
right, just like we described, they're getting all these bowls of shit. And I don't know what the fuck they're getting. But it all looks and smells amazing. And then you have my Americanized plate of General Tso's coming out or some shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I want what they're eating looks way more authentic than what I'm eating.
Yeah.
You know, mine's sweet and sour chicken with red chili flakes.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. It's really good, but
it is, but there is, and that's one thing, because that's one thing where I love the freaking food trucks is because they taste so much like it. Like, there's a really good one around here, Uncle Mike's Filipino, which my grandmother's Filipino. So, I mean, whenever I go there to eat, I'm like, oh, it's just like the, you know, the lumpia and pancit that grandma used to make when we go visit in California.
Yeah.
Which I know a lot of people like, wait, your grandmother's Filipino? The real one. I mean, okay, not blood, but the real grandma. The blood grandma wasn't the real one. It was the Filipino one.
Yeah. Well, right over by your old house in Renton, kind of between you guys and Jay Barry's, you couldn't drive by for a long time, pre-COVID, you couldn't drive by where they weren't selling homemade tamales right out of the back of their fucking car.
Yeah.
They had one of those just pop-up tents, a folding table, and the trunk of their car open. And I think you were getting 3 tamales for $5 or something.
Oh, something like that. And I did stop a couple times there.
Yeah. Mwah. That place delicious.
Ooh. Yeah.
Or, you know, so.
See, now you're making me fucking hungry.
I know. I'm starving now. And I just had lunch like 3 hours ago. Like,
I haven't eaten yet. All I had today, I had an egg salad sandwich earlier. Now I'm like,
You motherfucker. I told Tosh last weekend I was making sandwiches and I think I made tuna fish, which grosses the kids out. I love tuna fish sandwiches.
So do I.
But I
put relish in it, which makes Amber want to curl.
Nope, I put relish in it too.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, that's the only way.
And then I started adding sweet chili sauce to it.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
Mm. Yeah. And I seasoned with salt, pepper, and Old Bay.
Interesting.
Just for that little extra kick.
Interesting.
Yep. And then I always buy like the large plastic container of like the dehydrated onions.
Yeah.
And I let them sit in the for a little bit so they kind of reconstitute. And so you get those little oniony bits too.
Mm.
Yep. I fucking love tuna fish. But I'm sitting there eating the sandwich last weekend, and I looked at Tasha. I'm like, I have a craving. She's like, oh, yeah, what's that? And I'm like, egg salad, but I don't want to boil eggs. And she looks at me and goes, oh, my God, I could go for an egg salad sandwich, too. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, but I'm not boiling eggs. She's like, oh, well, I guess we're not having an egg salad sandwich then because I don't know how to boil eggs. I don't know if she actually said that last part, but that's what it sounded like to me.
I mean, that's what it sounds like. Well, no, and what's funny is because we, now that Benton's gone, I mean, we've always had Smith Brothers, and we get, like, you know, a dozen eggs delivered every week. Well, now that Benton's gone, we had, like, 3 dozen eggs just sitting in the fridge, and it's like, well, fuck. So we went through and boiled them all, because a lot of times when you're, like, on Weight Watchers, eggs don't cost anything.
Yeah.
I mean, they cost a lot, but you know what I mean? There's no points with eggs. So we boil them, and I'll take every once in a while, I'll just, you know, shell them and throw, you know, after they're boiled, and take hard boiled eggs in my, in a plastic bag, dump some salt in it and take it, and I'll munch on them when I'm driving. So, but we did a bunch of those, and we're like, oh, well, why don't
we? So was it you shitting your pants here Saturday night?
No, it was not, because I hadn't had any then, but somebody was shitting their pants. Somebody. Somebody
Chris.
Didn't just freaking let it out. Someone shit their pants, like, multiple times Saturday night. We all thought it was you because, I mean, not typically it's you.
I would have said so.
I know you would have. And that's the one thing, like, you know, someone said something. I'm like, if it's Matt, he won't be like, oh, no, that wasn't me. The second you like, hey, was it you? He's like, hey, yeah, it was.
I'm still so childish that I would keep quiet for a minute and somebody would look at me and goes, that you? And I would fucking bust up laughing.
Yeah, I know.
But, yeah, no, that one.
Because immediately I remember your sister's like, was it you? I think it was your sister. I think it was
Violet.
It
was Chris.
Was it?
Yeah, it ended up coming out. It was Chris.
Something came out. Something died.
And then Tabitha actually said yesterday at dinner, she's like, she goes, yeah, it was Chris. And I said, yeah, he told me to. But she goes, dude, I was laughing that Jesse kept getting blamed for it.
It was funny, yeah. And it was all of a sudden, it was like, oh, Jesse.
Yeah.
It's like, ha ha.
Yeah, so now, fuck, I got a mad craving for.
Me too.
And sadly, we're having sandwiches for dinner tonight. But I got a half of corned beef left. From
see, we didn't do anything for. We didn't do anything for St. Patty's Day. Honestly, it was just one of those things. I mean, really, Tasha's party was our St. Patty's Day.
We just sat home, but I made corned beef cabbage.
Baby
we reds.
Do normally, yeah. But it was just, I don't know what it is. I think it's one of those things that it's weird. It's like we do more at home now that the kids aren't here, but also less, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, oh, you know, why if it's just the two of us, you know, then we keep running into a problem now because we keep cooking for three. And then we're like, I'm stuffed and there's still food. So, I mean, it means I have leftovers, but I got a really cool, I've got a warmer like lunch pail now.
Oh,
it plugs into the car and it heats up my food. So if I know like I'm getting ready to leave somewhere, I know I'm going to eat in like 45 minutes. I'll plug it in. And then all of a sudden I've got warm food. Hmm. It was like $25. Works great.
I got to call my buddy before he retires. Have him send me some MREs.
There you go.
So I can start having lunch in the car. But yeah, I'm going to make some corned beef sandwiches. We're going to do French dip style, but I'll make it with corned beef.
Yeah, sounds good.
Reuben-ish, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Nice.
Oh. Amanda Bynes placed on psychiatric hold, found naked and roaming the streets.
Isn't that just normal for her?
Well, I guess.
I thought she was doing better.
I thought so, too.
Yeah, and last thing I saw said she was doing better. So apparently not.
She was seen walking downtown Los Angeles early Sunday morning without any clothes. We're told Bynes waved a car down, telling drivers she was coming down from a psychiatric episode. Amanda herself then called 911. Well.
Interesting.
I mean, as sad as it is, the good part is she realized that she was having a problem and took it upon herself to get some help. So that's always a good sign in any, when you take it upon yourself to get help in any problem, psychiatric, alcohol, you know.
And that's one of those things. I mean, that does show like that she has enough wherewithal to think, oh, something went wrong. I'm coming down from a, because I think one of the things I read is that she's bipolar.
Yeah.
She's been diagnosed with bipolar. And a lot of times when you're bipolar, if you go on the, what is it, the manic side? I can't remember which side's which. But you go in this total, like, euphoric, you do stupid shit like that and stuff like that. So my guess is she knew that she'd done, and she's coming down from it now.
Yeah.
So at least she knows that. So hopefully she can get the help she needs.
Yeah. No, sorry. That just popped across my phone.
Yeah. What was that?
TMZ reported it.
Yeah.
And it popped up on my, as a notification on Twitter. You might like this tweet.
Which is funny. That's one of the big comments I always make, like when I'm teaching my traffic control classes. I'm like, this is why we don't want you to have your phone, because shit comes across. And like, it was like the other day I was teaching, like, I think it was when Gino signed, and they popped up that Gino signed his contract. And I'm like, oh, hey, see, this is why, because now I want to go read this.
Well, it's okay, because that type of stuff is welcome on here.
Yes.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Shows that we're in with the new shit.
I could have said, you know, talked about the Trump arrest coming tomorrow. Because that popped across my phone, too, but I left that one alone.
Yeah, but that one, it's just, I mean, it's one of those things, and this is, and whether you're a Trump supporter or not, who gives a shit, whatever, but it's just, it seems to me to be a desperate act of someone who's out of the news. Like, nobody's talking about me at the moment. I better drum some shit up.
Yeah.
So whether they're going to or not, to suddenly go on, you know, yourself and say, hey.
You know, when he was running the first time and everybody was like, I can't, even people who didn't like his politics at all was like, dude, I kind of just want to see the chaos. Like, I want to watch 4 years of this shit, right? I wasn't one of them, because
I thought he was an idiot from the start.
Yeah, you don't want to see 4 years of somebody who's unhinged running our country.
Yeah, now we've got almost eight.
But I'm all for this, because the little bits I've read, and really, I don't really care. I kind of just want to watch from afar and chuckle. And one of the things I'm kind of excited about in the next election is the DeSantis, Trump just going at each other. You know, when it's two people from the side you're not real fond of, and they're going at each other, you kind of like, that's the type of burning I want to watch do. None of them hold an office that matters to me at the moment. So
I'm honestly worried about on both sides, because at this side, at this point, you don't think that, I mean, at least I don't think Biden's going again.
No, but I'm just saying, like, those guys, right? Side,
DeSantis and Trump going at each other is going to be hilarious.
However, like, there's talk, like, they're not sure if he's going to go up to New York and turn himself in to be arrested, or if they're going to show up at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
But if they show up at Mar-a-Lago and arrest him there, it is now up to DeSantis to extradite him or not extradite him.
Well, I think he does it, because that gives him the whole, like, hey, that gives me a lot more, you know.
Yeah, but can you imagine all the drama that's going to come out of it? That's what I want. I want to watch that burn. Like, that's.
But this is, I'll be honest, this is the biggest problem with our government right now, is most of us are just interested in the drama at this point, when, like, nothing good's coming out of this.
No.
Yeah.
No, but, you know.
It's like our whole country right now is, like, burning, and, like, everyone's like, woohoo, check the drama.
I got to watch some reality TV, too, you know?
Yeah. You don't have to watch it. Just turn on the news.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm kind of looking forward to see what pops up out of this.
Yeah, no, it's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting to watch and see what happens.
So, yeah, it's kind of where I'm at the moment with that, but...
Yeah.
Oh, well, that is not what I was expecting to go down, but, you know...
No.
It fucking happens. You know, I wish I was really still into college basketball. At least March Madness. Because I've watched none of it, but I've caught a highlight here or a highlight there. And it has been upset after upset after upset. I think after the first round, there was one number one seed that lost. Like, three of the number twos lost.
Yeah, it's been interesting from some of the stuff I've seen. But it's one of those, I just, this year, I haven't been into it at all. No, where normally I have a little bit into it, but this year I'm just like, eh.
Yeah, me either. I saw one today, though. One of the smaller schools at Upset couldn't afford to send their band. And so another school, I don't know if the other school's still in the tournament or got ousted as well. Florida school, I think, one of the Florida schools, learned their fight song overnight and stayed and played the next game for them. And they all went out and bought, like, the team is called the Knights. Their team name is the Knights. So whichever school that is. But this Florida school went out and bought blow-up swords at the like Party City or whatever, and so they could look like knights in the crowd and learn their fights. I was like, dude, that, like, all the little tidbits I'm getting is like, why the fuck was I not into it this year? Like,
yeah, it sounds like this year, because of the Cinderella's, it's all better. But I mean, it's just like I said, it's one of the, I didn't even do a bracket this year.
Me either. First time in forever.
Yeah, me too. I don't know what it was this year. I'm like, eh.
Yeah. I didn't watch any, and I think that's why I didn't do a bracket. Like, I didn't even, I didn't even watch SportsCenter for the most part. Like, you know, I was watching local sports and, you know, Seahawks football, Mariner baseball, and then catch, you know, whatever news broadcasts, whether it be Q13 or, you know, Cairo.
Mm-hmm.
Just so I, and that's where I was getting my, but it's all local. I wasn't catching any of this. I'm like, God damn it. Wish I fucking was.
Yeah, it sounds like it'd be awesome.
With that, though, Sea Dragons, what, 3-game win streak right now?
Yeah, and they took out, I mean, Houston. This was the first time that Houston has lost, like, ever. Like,
they
and that's
lose
in the
that
2020
inaugural season?
Since the 2020 season.
Well.
Well, in this version, I don't think Houston had a team in their inaugural.
Yeah, they were 4-0 going into last week, or 5-0, whatever it was.
Well, they were 4-0 for this season, and they were 5-0 from the year from the season before,
okay,
from the 2020 season. So they hadn't lost it at all until, and fuck, the Sea Dragons tried to give it up.
Well, they've tried every game. We talked about that Saturday.
I mean, that's one. DiNucci's one of those players. I mean, I can see why he was a fucking Cowboy.
What I don't get is why the Cowboys. What I don't get is why the Cowboys let him go, because
he's
such
a
Cowboy. Yeah, I know.
But give you a bunch of fucking hope, and then at the last second, just fucking rip it right back.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
The Cowboys do every year when they hit the playoffs. Everyone's like, "Yeah, this is the Cowboys' year." And then the first like game, they're like, "Ugh."
I'll tell you, I don't know how I'd be able to swing it, but I'm gonna sure shit try and look into it. Is if we go to the XFL championship in San Antonio.
Yeah, I'd love to. That'd be awesome.
I know that if the Dragons go with season tickets, you get first dibs at tickets.
Yeah. I might have to yell. If Don has tickets, I might have to make that happen. Well, I know we ended up, we bought tickets yesterday. We bought tickets for the next game on Easter. Because it was funny. We were talking to Austin and Zoe, and we're like, hey, the next game. And they're like, well, that's Easter. And they're like, well, fuck, why don't we just go as a family for Easter, go to the football game? And I'm like, anyway, I liked you for a reason.
You'd probably spend less.
Yeah. So I bought the tickets. I mean, so I just bought the tickets right then and there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't know who I'm going with yet. Tasha's still torn to, I'm not going on Easter. We got to spend that with our kids. I'm like, we'll be done with the kids by game time. You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, we have dinner at 1 o'clock on Easter.
And I will not park in fucking the Lumen parking ever again. Fuck that.
I fucking told you. I don't know
why
people
don't
listen to me.
Don gave me his season tickets for last one. And so, and they came with the parking pass. So I'm like, well, he gave me the parking pass. I might as well fucking use it. But then it's like, I walked farther parking in Lumen parking than I did parking at the Union parking across the street.
Now, for free, I'd park there again.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I think it's more expensive.
I paid $5 less to park a lot closer to my gate and a straight shot.
Yeah.
At the lot, not Thursday's home game, but the one before that.
Yeah, you parked the Union parking.
I don't know what lot it is. It's on the north end of the stadium, like right outside of the stadium, and you couldn't park there. That was permitted parking only. But right past that parking lot, there's a garage that you can park in. and it was $30 instead of $35.
Yeah.
So
I do the Union parking because I have like that Spot Hero or whatever on my phone.
Yeah.
And I think it was $24. And it's the one that's right across from the stadium and it has the big sign that says park, but the P's out. Yeah. It's right there. And you just walk across the street, walk right through Union Station, right down in the right into the north end.
All right.
So and like this is much it was closer and
but for anybody out there that's got an XFL team in your town, the football's not the best.
It's fun.
It really isn't. But it has that high school / college vibe in the stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah. The high or the college with the way you just cheer for that team, like, you know, but the high school where it's not packed, yeah. You know. It's but everybody that's there are definitely fans, right? It's not.
Well, yeah, and it's cheap. That was one of the things I was talking to them the other day. They're like, oh, well, you know, it's, you know, whatever. And I'm like, it's $20 a ticket. Like, we bought 6 tickets for their family, and I think I paid $150.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, that's how much I would pay for one ticket to a Seahawks game.
Maybe.
If I got lucky.
And sit a lot further away from the field. A lot further.
Yeah, and that was the thing. He's like, well, how close are you to the field? I'm like, the seats I was in last time, I was in the front row.
Yeah. I'm whatever H is away from the field. Yeah. My row is H.
Yeah, I think we got for the when we got all 6 of us together, it's L, but still.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
You know, what, 12 rows off the field?
Yeah.
I mean, I still have that, you know, you miss, like, you feel like you miss half the game when they're going the other way because I'm, in the corner of the end zone.
Yeah.
But when they're coming your way, like, I can pick out the veins in their forehead through their helmet. I feel so close.
Yeah. And the nice part, too, is even when they're going away, they have the big screens.
Oh, yeah, you got the Jumbotron and shit, but.
Yeah.
Now, we had, Toby fucking loved it.
Yeah, I bet.
Fucking loved it. The girls thought it was fun, but Toby was like, he was into all the cheering and chanting and hooting and hollering and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first down. Yeah.
Yep, loved it. Every time the first down looks. Thing happened, yep. Every time the first, so did Rhea.
Yeah.
And Bella. Bella was mocking me.
Yeah. First down.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nope, but good time. So, yeah, if you guys, anybody listening, get a chance to go to one of those, man. It is,
it's just good old fun.
Yeah.
Like I said, I love going to, I wouldn't mind going to Seahawks games more, but it's like, you know, when they were here for Monday Night Football on my birthday, I'm like, this will be awesome. And then I'm like, $250 a ticket? Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
Yeah, and then that's not including the $100 you're going to spend on food and 2 beers or whatever.
And that's the nice thing, too, is the food isn't super expensive.
No.
It was like, I think you can get that package, like 2 hot dogs. And I mean, they're little fucking hot dogs, but we're used to little hot dogs.
We're not used to eating them, though.
That's true. It's 2 little hot dogs, 2 waters, and a popcorn for like $12.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, even we bought Kid Valley is what we had when we took the kids.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a whole lot different than going to Kid Valley and Renton.
Nope.
You know?
Yeah. And we did clam chowder. I did Ivers because it was that first game when it was like fucking 12 degrees out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got clam chowder just to warm up.
Yeah, no, I wanted to. So we walked by it going to our seats in that cold game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's halfway back around the stadium to get back to it.
Yeah.
And I was like, we have a bar right there. Like, let's just get some fucking booze to warm up.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Well, at least the last couple games I've had hot chocolate, too. So that's been good. I don't remember seeing the hot chocolate the first game, but I didn't look that hard either, though. So.
Yeah.
I kept asking for hot toddies, and they didn't have those. So.
All right. Well, Comedy April, we're almost there. We're 11 days away from April. Holy shit.
We are. So Comedy in April at the Cole Street, obviously. The first Wednesday is April 5th, and that is actually Comedy in Kitsap's taking over that night. So it's going to be like Thomas Friday, Max Weissong, Morgan Collins, Joseph Rogers, and possibly a couple more. So that should be a great night there. I've done that one time. I did it at in Ording with them and had them just take over, and they're a blast. So the only thing I'm not happy about is one of my favorites isn't going to be there, but
Brock?
Brett won't be there. Brock won't be there yet. So Brock will not be there, which is funny too. My sister-in-law yesterday was talking about apparently the bar she used to work at, that apparently she doesn't work at, which is probably good because she's a recovering alcoholic, but they had comedy and Brock was there once, and they were questioning on whether or not, you know, it was true about the tripod thing. So I told him I'm gonna have to ask Brock next time I see him. So but and then comedy at the Firehouse on the 9th, or no, it's not the 9th, it's the 13th, is hosted by Courtney Bird. It'll be featuring Mike Hansen, and Mike Wally Walters is going to close it out.
So, love Mike.
I love Mike too. I think he's going to do good there. It's a different crowd at the Firehouse, which I think is another one reason why you'll do really good there the next month, because next month it's going to be Matt. So he's going to be doing an hour. You guys better get out there. Which reminds me, I still need a headshot.
I know. I got to figure that out.
So, it's a different crowd, and they like that raunchy, like, come at me attitude that doesn't always go great at Cole Street, but they really like it out there at the Firehouse. You really got to come at that crowd. It's guerrilla comedy like we did when we started.
Yeah.
Not as much as when I first started. Now that we've been there a year, they've calmed down and they're kind of there for us, but I'd definitely love to pack that place out.
Yeah. I'll see what I can do.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, the last time I brought people to a show, they got booted, so.
Damn racists. No, I'm kidding. I don't know about the ordering. We've only had one issue with, you know, racism there, but. And there really wasn't any racism that anybody else noticed but the drunks, so.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, well, I think we may have found possibly a new night. It sounds like Mondays are going to end up working better for us, for at least for a while.
Until your schedule changes again, or mine, or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It just so happens all three of my kids are Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. One of them is 5 nights a week. And then, yeah, and with comedy on Wednesday and Thursdays, we were always trying to move it time anyways.
Or do it early enough that we could do it before the kids' practices or before I had – and it just – yeah. So Mondays, neither one of us has anything Monday night, so it works out pretty good.
Yeah, it looks all right. So hopefully we'll be back with a regular vengeance on Mondays, but we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
All right, guys. With all that being said, remember to be excellent to each other.
Hug the ones you love.
And buy Cocaine Bear on streaming because it's out now.
And it's amazing.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.
See you later.